What if you have a theme song, bro? Like, it's Cozy Couch. It's Cozy Couch. It's Cozy.
We need to make one.
Facts. We need one of them cozy beats, man. We need sound to hop on. Give us that beat. What if we started off just trying to freestyle? That should be bad hard, bro. That look Cozy Couch.
It's Cozy Couch.
Try to be Sam. Try to freestyle.
We gotta lock in for that one for the freestyle.
Man, what?
Especially we plan on using it as a theme song. That's every episode. I'm
telling you, bro, it's Cozy Couch, man.
Yeah.
You see Don Toliver about to drop an album?
Oh yeah. Yeah. February 1st? Those drop tonight. Okay.
Yeah, I was confused when he said February. I think he was thinking about tomorrow.
So probably, yeah. Probably
at
like
midnight. That's what I was like.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, everybody's like, that's a weird day. One day before Friday.
Who cares? He dropped when he want to drop.
I'm surprised he dropped an album. I had to drop in Lovesick, what, a year ago?
Hey.
And he just had a kid?
He in that grind mode.
Captain Jack, man. They moving. Try to tell a nigga to drop now.
I'm telling you. 2024 is a weird year.
It really is. January was so long.
Yeah.
For like a year. Shit happened.
A lot of shit did happen. A lot of random shit.
Oh God.
Like, I seen Yeet supposed to be dropping too though.
The Future.
Yeah.
That's that nigga name, The Future.
Then I don't know. 2024 gonna be weird though, cause apparently TDE supposed to be dropping an album. Like, damn near everybody in the group supposed to be dropping an album. I don't know. TDE be saying they gonna have somebody drop an album every year.
Without Kendrick? They gonna drop a collab?
It's not a collab. It's like every, like, Schoolboy Q's gonna drop one. Isaiah Rashad gonna drop one.
Schoolboy Q been saying he about to drop the album.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
I want him to drop an album, but that's probably the only one. Isaiah Rashad, too. But he just dropped, what, 2021? SZA just dropped last year, or 2022. They got J-Rock.
Yeah, I think J-Rock's supposed to be dropping too. That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah,
hearing J-Rock out.
I wouldn't mind J-Rock. That nigga always drop around GTAs. That nigga, he know what he doing. He ain't trying to get back on the GTA soundtrack. Hey,
that check.
Oh God. I know that nigga probably got a great check.
Oh yeah,
Rockstar.
He ain't gotta like it, but the hood gonna love it.
Hey, I be at the Dodge Charger moving. Yeah, that's the one. I ain't gonna cap.
Any game, he gonna get a contract. Then who else? Not even drop. You seen Nicki and Cardi B? I mean, not Cardi.
Oh, about to say that's May. The most recent shit. That shit seems like it's been going on for a year, bro. I'm kind of getting tired of it now.
It has been happening, but like I would see it on the like TL and shit. Like, oh, Meg and
I had to mute that shit.
Nicki beefing, but I would never actually see the encounters. Like, people just always have it.
Yeah,
trending.
And then I was like, I got curious. I was like, let me go with Nicki Minaj or Megan. First, I went to Megan. I ain't seen nothing other than, you know, her, that original disc she dropped to his. So I was like, okay, Nicki went to Nicki. She adding this, adding Megan shit. I was like, God damn.
Hey, that girl Nicki was
talking
upset
about her dead mom. I said, whoa. Which I want to talk about that too, man. Like, let me go ahead hit the intro, man.
Yeah, let's get it,
man. Welcome to another episode with your hosts, Kev and Dev.
What up, what up?
What's up? Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, man. Appreciate y'all tuning in.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think there's a limit of how far you can go in rap? Like, if a rap beef, like, is there anything off limits in a rap beef? Like, to me, I feel like talking about, like, kids, any people, like, dead. Like, especially dead parents. So, like, yeah. Come on, bro. Like,
yeah. I mean,
that's low, bro. Hey.
I feel like it depends on the rap that you do. So, like, if you in battle rap, you know, they don't have no rules.
Yeah, battle rap. Yeah, that's different.
And I feel like, depending also of, like, where you from, kind of going to determine how you go about your beefs. And like you say, like, rappers, if you a backpack rapper, I don't really see you talking to them bad. Like, even if you beefing with somebody, you know, like, you're not gonna really hit below the belt. But, you know, you from New York and you already grimy. I mean, I'm not surprised by it, honestly.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was like, yeah, Nicki probably would take it that far.
I was more surprised she actually was like upset, like going on live, and then she made a terrible diss song. Have you heard that Bigfoot song?
Yeah, I heard.
I was ass, bro. I was like, Nikki.
Bigfoot. I was like, well, right.
She's like 6 foot.
Bad bitch, about 6 foot.
I was like, come on, Nikki. I expected more from you.
I thought the diss could be harder, but.
Yeah, and then she say she gonna be dropping like 5 more disses. I'm like,
she need to. That first one, Meg got her on the first round. Need round 2.
But the thing is, Meg's not giving her no attention. Like, she dropped
her. Either. That diss wasn't bad. It's not the best diss, bro. I got high expectations for Nikki. I'm thinking Nikki.
That's what I'm.
To
I'm
me,
like,
I got her number one as the best female rapper.
Yeah, and then you looking on Twitter now. See Queen of Rap, and they talking about Megan's the new Queen of Rap, and
that Megan Law bar was
crazy.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah,
if anything, it put more awareness to it. Cause I didn't know what the Megan Law was.
Exactly,
I had to research it. Everyone was talking about, start putting pieces together. Like, damn, she still with that nigga?
Hey,
I forgot.
It got bad too, cause then
I smooth forgot Nicki Minaj was married, and then nigga was like, "Yeah, she married." I'm like, "What?" To a sex offender?
Yeah, it got rough.
Damn.
Then they started pulling up old shit.
Hell yeah, nigga said her brother too. I said, whoa. How we sweep this under the rug?
It got bad, dude, because Nikki was like trying to defend that shit. She was like, you talking about something that a 15-year-old kid did? Or no, like a young kid did like 30 years ago, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, nah.
Right,
man. I don't think you can sweep that under the rug.
He's still in that system, my boy. You can call it what you want.
And then her dude, I don't know why she even allowing her dude to make tweets or anything, but the dude said like he finds it attractive when she acts immature.
Wait, who said that?
The dude that she with. She's like, he's like, I find it kind of hot when she acts immature.
He's cooked.
Bro, like, cooked, bro. It's bad for her, bro.
I don't even know what that nigga do, man. The only time I seen him when he was trying to beef with Offset, he was outside the block in New York. I said, New York nigga.
Oh, yeah, that was Offset had hit the plane already.
Yeah, that nigga said, you nigga broke.
He tried to catch him outside from Kai after he's at Kai.
I think Offset went to Colorado.
Yeah.
I said, you nigga, you broke. Nah, that was crazy.
Oh, man.
Nah, I didn't know he was a sex offender.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
They can't pick up a kid. Can't do it. Damn.
You can't even drive by a school zone.
Damn.
I'm telling you, that's rough.
And that shit don't, like, stop. It ain't, like, no cutoff. Like, you can't appeal that, nothing. Like,
Once you on that list, it's over with.
Yeah. I'm thinking, damn. Like, that nigga on there for, like, you've never gonna go to a parent conference or nothing.
Yeah.
That's sad. But hey man, Megan got the first round.
Yeah, Meg up 1-0, huh?
Yeah, that first song was
maybe 2-0, just the song and the
song. I don't know, man. Then she got, I don't know, I'm starting to believe people on Twitter, man. But Nikki might, I don't think she in her right mindset.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say she on drugs because I don't know her, but rants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She a little different.
Yeah.
Why so many people got Blueface tattooed on them, bro?
I seen somebody else got a Blueface tattoo today.
Yeah.
I was like, where the fuck she come
I ain't
from?
Never heard of this girl before.
I ain't never
before.
Heard of it either.
Like, where these people coming from?
That Blueface girl. I was like, what?
I've never heard of her.
Only two girls I know that mess with Blueface with Krishan and Stewie.
Stewie's crazy.
Want to say, hello, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was like, damn.
That was the third one. I'm like, oh, man.
Clout is a hell of a drug. I'll tell you that, man.
And clout make people act different.
Would you want a girl to tattoo her face on you? On her?
I wouldn't ask for it or nothing. Like, that's not a requirement by no means. By no means. Like, you know. But I mean, if she did that out of a gesture for her, like, she was like,
randomly on your birthday, she's like, hey, Kev, I got something for you. And she's like, show you a tattoo that your face out here.
That's a surprise. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it though. Like, I'd be like, oh, that's, yeah.
But she got the whole, like, on her neck. Like, Chris,
I don't want it visible. I don't want it visible like that.
Nah, that's mad wild having that. Like, yeah. Imagine you go to Walmart, people just, yeah, y'all hold it, like, people looking.
Yeah, face. That. Nah, I wouldn't be upset, but I'd be like, damn, why'd you do that? Like, and I would feel wrong if we broke up, but I probably would have to break up with her.
I don't know. I feel like that, you can't break up with that type of woman. She might kill you. She went to that stream to get your face tattoo.
But like, that's the thing. Like, if you're gonna do it, like, at least tell me, like, hey, I'm about to go get your face tatted or something like that. So then I can be like, all right, if you do, make sure it's not in just like a just wild spot, like your face, your neck, your hand, you know, like just simple shit. Keep it classy a little bit. At least have a little, you know, like, secretiveness to it, you know, like ass cheek preferably, you know. Like, that's cool.
Nah, I wouldn't want it on the cheek.
The one on the face?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild. That's, yeah. Insane. That's what, three blue face tattoos she got of him now?
Shit, I guess so. I don't know. She cooked. I play Zeus.
Hey, what were you saying? That clout, man.
But shout out to her, though.
Yeah. I'm glad she...
love still exists.
Yeah, you know, you feel me?
Yep.
I can say she got feelings for him.
Yep.
She got
I want my baby mama like that.
A little bit, you know, like a little delusional. You feel me?
Not
like,
that too delusional. Yeah. But minus the tattoo, but...
Yeah. The love. Yeah, facts. I don't want you to be like psycho about me, but you know, a little delusional about me, a little crazy, like not crazy where you would like kill me if I said like I wanted to break up with you type shit, but like a little wild to be like if I'm like, nah, I'm leaving, like type shit, you'd be like, nah, we gonna talk this out, you know, like fight for me, but don't like don't love me too much, you know, like you gotta love yourself too, you know?
Yep. Have some self-respect.
Yeah. Facts, facts.
Nah, that's crazy if you tell a girl that. She got her name. Have some self-respect. Nah, that'd be mad wild.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God. We're not even married. What are you doing?
And that's the thing though, like, we're not married, don't do that shit. For real.
Yeah,
for real.
Don't do that shit.
Yeah, we're not married. That's not even.
I gotta explain to my mom why you got a face tattoo of me.
Like, come on, like, you meeting her and you already got a face tattoo of me. Like, come on, like, nah.
I don't like girls with face tattoo.
You say you don't?
No.
Yes, yeah, I mean, it's a few. You know, maybe if you find, you find, you know. So, yeah. Like, but I get what you mean, though. That it is a little skeptical, though. I'm a little skeptical on that shit. Because to get a face tattoo, you a little grimy. I don't know. You might.
Like I said the other day, the dad in the chest piece.
Yeah, you might double cross me on some shit. Like,
oh God. Set me up.
Facts. Facts. Big setup vibes. Yeah, like,
you beat niggas.
Make a call.
Oh God, brother gonna set me up. Ex nigga.
She gonna be in the car with me.
Oh God. It's gonna be like Mona Lisa.
I'm gonna go in the store real quick.
Oh. Man, what? Gonna be out of here.
Damn.
Get pistol whipped.
Set me up.
Terrible.
Facts.
But yeah, January been crazy.
I wonder what February's gonna bring.
I don't know. It's the blackest month. So yeah. Hopefully tomorrow we go in it great. No bullshit. We got a Don album dropping. We got Kanye West album dropping. Yeah, he dropped the track list. So I think it's dropping this time.
He dropped the track list before. That's not new.
He get me every time. Nah, he supposed to be dropping February the 16th, bro. I think he actually going to drop this
time. I seen the dates.
He got three albums about to drop.
Bro,
Vulture 1, Volume 1, Vulture 2.
I'm telling you.
Vulture 3. I think you got what you're going to drop, me personally. If you don't drop, I'll delete his music from my library.
I feel like he going to drop them, but like I feel like he waiting so long because he's still trying to get them cleared. He working on that.
I'm just going to be surprised he dropped 3 albums back to back within 3-month span.
But how many is on each one? It's probably going to be like a total of like 30 songs, 20 songs.
Shit, I don't know. You see the track list. It was like 16 songs on Virtual One. I was like, okay. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah.
You know, Kanye, it ain't changed his mind. You only get one album.
Real quick. All right, bro. I tried to drop 3, but
somebody going to piss him off. But he been acting on Instagram lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like,
he been
damn.
A little weird on there, though.
You said what?
He been a little weird. You seen he was recording his haircut? That nigga different, bro. Yeah. Bro was a weirdo. I ain't gonna cap.
I ain't gonna call it weirdo, but that definitely was weird activities. I'll say that.
Yeah.
My thing is, why you had your mouth open?
That's what I'm talking about. Straight face, like.
Man, maybe he getting adjusted to Instagram, bro. He ain't really posted in a minute, bro. He just vibing.
He, you know, people got to realize he's just a human just like the rest of us, though.
Basically.
You know.
And then, you know, he getting up in age. He almost 50.
Yeah.
So he really don't care. I see him responding back to comments talking about, don't tell me what to drop. This is my Instagram. It's like, damn.
I'll block you.
Basically. Like, you can unfollow me. I think he's just tired. Getting up in age.
Yeah.
He just want to chill now.
I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel that.
You listen to Benny the Butcher?
Oh. Yep.
What'd you think about it, man?
I like it. I like it. To me, this is one of Benny's best projects.
Yeah, I agree.
Honestly, I feel like he kind of... I like what he's doing because he kind of like is commercializing a Griselda sound.
Yeah, I want to say this might be his first album that dropped with a big label.
Yeah, like it's
you
like...
You could definitely tell he put more money in his album.
Yeah, exactly. It, you know, he even had songs like he's trying to, you know, widen his audience.
Yeah, like kind of like mainstream, but
he's not gonna lose himself being mainstream, but exactly. He's gonna be mainstream. He's gonna try like, to be mainstream.
Try to make the underground rap more mainstream.
Yeah,
bring to more attention. No, yeah. I get what you're saying.
Absolutely.
That was a good album.
Yeah, I rate it like. Honestly, I'll rate it like eight and a half.
Yeah, 8. Is it the best album of January? The month of January? Is it better than 21?
Ooh. I don't know. I would say as an album, I like this one more. But individual songs, 21 got 2 songs off his album that I'm putting over.
The whole album. Yeah, me too. Yeah. That song with Doja Cat, man.
Yeah, that hoe is crazy.
I'll still be jamming that hoe.
That NHIE?
Yeah.
That hoe crazy,
that live. Hey, Doja Cat went crazy on there.
Yeah.
I'm not even the biggest Doja Cat fan, but...
I'm telling you, I tried to boycott her. She made me like her again.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you.
This Satan girl, maybe she know how to make music.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Man, she ain't Illuminati, but hey.
You can forgive a lot when they talented.
We were just talking about that.
Shit, you can get away with a lot of shit when you're good.
Oh, she don't miss.
But I do like, as a project, I do like Benny's a little bit more.
Yeah.
I just feel like it tied in.
Tied in?
Yeah.
You listen to Kevin Gates' album?
Actually, I did. Ceremony? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually liked it.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, I was like, this is kind of, you know, like he trying to go back to old Gates, but back, like... Yeah. He's like still, you know, in that.
I want to say he's man. Stuck. Yeah, but
yeah,
it kind of some certain songs gave me like the old Gates feel.
Yeah, he has that sound again, but it's not. He's not gonna talk about what he used to do.
Basically,
type shit. And so I like.
I feel like more his music. He catering more to the woman, like fan base, like his women.
Yeah,
fan base. Which absolutely. That's where the money at. So shit, go get your money, man.
Yeah, I ain't mad
get
at it.
Get your money, black man. I ain't mad either.
Yeah, thanks.
But yeah, thanks. I was like, good Gates drop. I do need another Lucy Brassy.
I don't know if we're gonna get another one of them.
You bitch, if you want Brassy, I ain't going crazy.
We'll be lucky to get another one of them, man.
Yeah, he did.
But yeah, he surprised me on this album, honestly. Because I wasn't expecting that. I was not expecting that, man.
Nah, facts.
I'm proud of him, though.
Yeah, me too. I'm proud of him.
He able to grow.
He been in the game for over 10 years now.
Yeah, damn, you know, they ain't expect nothing from Gates.
Oh, God. Shout out to Gates, man. He's still a big artist, too.
Thanks.
And he got it flowers, too. Like, exactly. Like, Drake. Like, I ain't know Drake was tapped in with him like that. Like, yeah, that's my brother right there. Like, what?
How you know Gates?
We ain't got an album. We ain't got a song yet.
Ooh, a Kevin Gates and Drake song would be pressure.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I don't know if the street's ready for that.
Yeah, that should probably be. That's just going to be gas if they ever drop. Let's talk about this weekend, man. Past weekend, man. It was a big weekend.
Yeah.
For sports fans, especially the NFL.
A lot of disappointment.
I think both our team, well,
both the teams I thought was going to win disappointed me.
Yeah, I think we both betted on the teams that lost.
Yeah. Well, I think you bet on the Chiefs. You just wanted Lamar to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's go with the AFC first, man. The Ravens versus Kansas City. As many of y'all probably seen the game.
Oh, yeah.
Kansas City.
It was a rough one.
Yeah, man.
Baltimore.
17-10.
Yeah. We did predict a low scoring game.
Yeah, we did.
but honestly, you got a fumble touchdown.
Yeah, man. They left a lot of points off the board.
I don't get this. Every time Lamar is in a big, big game and it matters the most, somebody has to be telling him not to run the ball or something.
I think he just overthinks it.
Every like, time,
he tried to prove a hater wrong.
Like, I'm tired of him trying to win with only throwing the ball. Like, bro, like, no other quarterback does that. Like, even the best quarterbacks, when they back against the wall and they take away every pass option, they'll just like, fuck it, I'll run. Like, Tom Brady runs the ball. Like, if it's fourth and one, like, and we need a touchdown or whatever we need, Tom Brady would be, all right, I'm finna do a quarterback draw.
Yep.
You know, like, but it seems like every time with Lamar, like, somebody gets in his head to where he feels like he just can't run. Like, he's just like, oh, well, I can't run today. Like, bro, use your feet.
Which I don't understand why he didn't run. Like, it was certain times. Like,
it was open.
You, like, nobody getting open, obviously. The only person that can get open was Zay Flowers, and he only could do so much.
Yeah.
Odell wasn't really getting open.
I don't even think Odell was on the field, really, until the fourth.
Yeah. Then he kind of got mad. He's like, man, throw the ball. All right, bro.
It was really just disappointing, bro. Like, and then that pick in triple coverage pissed me off. Because I'm just like, I don't care. I don't care if it was Megatron throwing his hand up asking for the ball, bro.
Why did the wide receiver put his hands up? And then why did both of them piss me off? I'm like, all right, Lamar. But especially the wide receiver.
He threw up his hand like, bro.
Who do you think you are? Like, take your T.O.? You're like, ooh.
That really disappointed me because, you know, I thought, you know, Lamar was a pretty good quarterback. I believed in him, you know. But
oh, man, you thought he was a good quarterback. You think he's a running back now?
Hey, maybe the critics are right, man.
Oh, man.
Maybe he's not meant to be a quarterback.
MVP,
bro. Yeah, that's cool.
He's just a James Harden of the NFL, bro.
That's cool, man.
He can't be the James Harden of the NFL? Just a regular season nigga?
Oh, man. Nah. I can't even call him that. Can't even call him James Harden in the NFL.
Why not? He looked scared.
I'm just hurt, bro. Like, I'm just hurt. Like,
and the defense was playing perfect. Shout out to the Raven defense.
Defense did everything they were supposed to
Mahomes
do.
Mahomes did not score the whole second half. Like, you know how hard that is to do?
You keep Mahomes at 17 points.
And I think that's what kept pissing me. I'm like, how many times are you going to give Lamar these chances? Like, the offense got to do something. And then every time they get over there, fumble, throw a pick, or a penalty that put him back past the 50. I'm like, bro, y'all got past the 50.
Every time, bro.
Every time. I'm like, bro, stupid penalties.
Just disappointing.
Zay Flowery hit it, hurt his, cut himself.
don't even get
And he gave us a penalty.
That immature ass nigga, bro.
Yeah, he's just a rookie, bro. Hopefully in my lifetime I see Lamar win.
It's going to be real hard next year.
A-Rod come back.
You got
Joe Burrow.
You got Joe.
Texas are coming.
Hey, Chargers got a coach. Hey.
Kansas City about to win again.
Hey, man. They're going to be real hard next year, man. Man.
Speaking of Kansas, we own Kansas City, man.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes. He ain't made it all 6 years to the AFC Championship.
That nigga the best.
Four Super Bowls.
That nigga the best, bro.
And he got a chance to win his third one.
I don't know how else to put it, bro.
Is he... Where do you rank him on the quarterbacks, man?
Ever?
Or yes. Just, we know he's number one in the league right
now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
ever, though, I'm going to put him... I'm putting him above Peyton, bro. Not as a career, but, like, this stage...
No, you're right. Because I was thinking, I was like, Peyton only got two. Where do I got Mahomes at now?
Peyton only got two.
Because, of course, got Tom right now, number one.
Yeah, yeah. Tom.
Two, you know, I like Peyton.
Honestly, two is Montana to me.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you got Joe Montana, but I never seen Joe Montana.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I wish I would have been young enough to actually watch him play for
but,
real.
You know,
I only get to see the NFL games that they show back.
And then from, like, my people telling me, you know, pops and shit.
Yeah.
Like, Joe Montana was that guy. And, well, he got five.
He got five. So.
Yeah, I was like, so he definitely got to beat two.
Yeah.
You know, you get to the Mahomes. I mean, Mahomes, Peyton. How many Peyton got? Two?
Yeah, he got two.
Yeah, he probably
beat. Big Ben.
Big
you know,
Ben. Drew.
Drew.
There's so many great quarterbacks now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
But.
That's why I just.
Yeah, he probably three now. Damn, that shit crazy.
If he get this third one, bro.
I think he'll get it.
Three rings before 30?
This is the best defense that he ever had. And this nigga taking, I don't even know who his wide receiver is.
Under who cares at this point? As long as he got Kelsey. Yeah. They the new Tom and Gronk, bro. That's literally all they need on their offense.
Mahomes, yeah.
They need their other receivers to catch one ball a game. And they'll win. I just don't get it.
I don't get it either, man.
It don't make sense, bro.
It doesn't matter what, like. I had a feeling. I was like, man, Kansas City gonna make it. Everybody quiet. Nobody had them.
And they win in so many different ways. Like,
they was like, no, I don't know. They're not good, looking good this year. Their offense. I'm like, I don't know. And people ain't talking about them. They keep talking about these damn Ravens.
Yeah.
And Buffalo.
Exactly how they like it.
Yeah.
The fact that they were, I didn't know that they put them as the underdog. The underdog.
Yes.
I mean, I get the whole seeding, but that's like.
I want to say they was the underdog for Buffalo, too.
Yeah, because they're seed.
Yes. I was like, nobody talking about Kansas City. Like, them niggas, that's still Mahomes at the end of the day. He like the new Tom. You can't count that nigga out. I don't care who he got over there.
But he different, bro. That's on. He can different.
Go 8 for 8. I was like, for the season, I'm still betting on him.
Wild card, everything. Yeah.
That's Mahomes. He going to find a way.
Yeah, he winning that.
Him and Andy, they gonna fall.
I hope he the under for the Super Bowl so I can win some money, cause I'm betting that.
That's a good thing. I don't know who's the under.
We can move over to the NFC with these 49ers. I still can't believe the fucking Lions, bro.
Yeah, man. Detroit, hey, fucking
Josh Reynolds. I want you out the office by. You should honestly. You shouldn't even been able to make it back on the plane. Keep it a whole stack.
Yeah, Detroit pissed me the fuck off. I was like, man, they lost me money too. Detroit definitely should have went to the Super Bowl. They fucked up.
They literally, they gave that game away.
Yes, they gave the game away, man.
And people say the NFL's not rigged. I don't know.
Nah, they gave that shit away, bro.
I don't know, bro. I think somebody slipped them a check.
No.
Not the coach. The coach wanted to win. But I feel like somebody must have gave them players something.
I don't think so, bro. I think it's just experience just shows. Like, you got to think Detroit never made it this far in history. Like, they never made it to a Super Bowl. So, you know, what, they up, what, 24-7? And, you know, they get that feeling. Shit, we ain't seen this shit with Atlanta when they don't won the Super Bowl. Like, we ain't seen this plenty of times.
And everybody says, oh,
well, they shouldn't. Wait, they going to come back.
Yeah, and, they should. Know. They said, oh, they shouldn't have went for it. The ball hit the receiver in the hands. That was the perfect play call. Now, the second time they did it, when they did that rollout or whatever,
yeah,
and it was a deep ball, it was like, oh, yeah, that shit wasn't going to work. But
he should have kicked the field goal.
Yeah, but people forget the dude dropped the 3rd and 10.
Yeah, the wide receiver just they start dropping shit. I don't know.
Like people forget that. Like, come on, bro. Like
Detroit should have been there, and the Ravens.
All that week that showed me though was Jared Goff is a top 5 quarterback, bro.
Oh, most definitely. They ruined his legendary game.
Yeah, that
they might. I can see Detroit go back.
I can honestly see that next year. All they gonna do is be a little bit older, like they more experienced. They are a really young team.
In the next 5 years, it wouldn't surprise me if Detroit make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they have time to get a defense. Exactly. Their DBs are bad. They went this far with bad DBs.
Yeah, and then I think like free agency opened up a lot for them because they were like, oh shit, Detroit actually good. Jared Goff actually good.
Yep.
So
they gonna have some money. You know, so.
You know, I'm pretty sure they got a lot of draft picks, too.
Yeah. You ain't got the 49ers, man. Got Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy looked more like Lamar Jackson than Lamar Jackson did. Keep it a whole stack.
Hey, he did. Brock Purdy surprised me. I'm saying, hey, the game manager, hey, he actually running.
Can't believe niggas. Niggas proved this nigga Cam Newton wrong. Like, not even. They gave him that shit, bro. Like. The game was over with.
Yeah, they beat him. What,
he's got a 1.
12. I mean, 34-31. Yeah.
Man.
They fucked it up. Damn, Detroit.
Bad, bro. It's just disgusting, bro.
No, it was disgusting. I'm mad Detroit lost again. You hear what the head coach said? He said, I don't know when I'm going to be back.
Back.
That was the truth, too.
Hey. Because honestly, that's the best answer you could ask for. Because shit, I would have been heated.
Yeah,
I don't know what you want me to say.
We ain't been here ever. I don't know what we're gonna be. Yeah. Detroit, you know Detroit, they can flip the switch and be trash. The old Detroit.
Thanks.
But I hope they actually keep being.
They can turn it around, man. It's possible.
Yeah. Now, big question. What you got for the Super Bowl, man? You got Pat versus 49ers.
Yeah.
We all expect the 49ers to make it.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of healthy, halfway healthy. They felt like over the hump.
Personally, I feel like Chiefs going to win just because that defense.
I want to say this is a rematch of, what, Super Bowl 2 years ago, 3 years ago? Then
I think one of Pat. I think Pat's first one.
Yeah, I want to say Pat Mahomes beat them.
Might have to fact check us.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I still got 49. I mean, I still got Chiefs. I mean, what are we talking about?
I think Mahomes get the 3rd ring, man.
Yeah.
What you predicting the score to be?
24-14.
Low-scoring game?
It's going to be like, I feel like it's going to be one of them games. It's going to be like, it's going to be kind of boring.
That's what I picture. I was like, it might be kind of boring. Like, I don't know, man. I just wanted the Ravens and Detroit win. Two teams we didn't really see in a minute. Now I already, Mahomes, I don't know.
Mahomes going to have methodical last drives.
Facts. I know he going to do some super.
Because every time, I don't know why, but when the Chiefs get in the Super Bowl, they don't need to score a lot. They just score consistently. So it's like.
Yeah, all right.
We're going to score each quarter. You know, we're going to put some points up. But we're going to make sure you don't score. So we'll just hold the ball and, you know, do what we do. And I feel like that's what it's going to be. It's going to be like 24-14, something like that.
24-14. I don't know. Maybe like 34, 31.
You think it's going to be high?
Yeah.
I hope not. High scoring games scare me. Especially with the 49ers.
Yeah, I can't imagine the 49ers winning.
I don't either, though.
Okay, they're going to boost the hell out of Purdy. That's going to be nasty.
But, honestly, if he does win, you have to. You kind of got to, bro.
I guess. He won.
I mean, shit. I mean, I get what you're saying. It's all the weapons around
him. It's kind of like the Matt Jones situation in Alabama.
Yeah,
you're supposed to do that. I mean, you got every weapon, but
yeah, but this is professional league now.
The agenda is gonna be crazy. It's gonna get ugly. They're gonna put him in the top 5 quarterback. I'm like, all right.
But if he beat Mahomes, though, like that's where it's
it depends how he beat Mahomes.
Yeah, But Mahomes hasn't been throwing picks like that.
No, he's locked in. That's what I'm saying.
That's the thing. Brock Purdy's been throwing to the other team a lot.
I ain't going to lie. I feel like Mahomes had it rougher his past year's Super Bowl than the 49ers.
This 49er defense isn't really that scary.
Like, I ain't going to say not scary, but
they give up a lot of points.
I'll say they're not as good as the Ravens.
Yeah.
Where the team he just played.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Fred Warner cold. I'm not putting nothing past Fred Warner.
They front seven cold.
Yeah, yeah, that exactly. They front seven is
they
nice.
DBs
sus.
Yeah, they sus. And I think that's when Mahomes gonna cook him.
And I still wonder who's gonna match up against Kelce.
And then you remember when we were watching the game, they said Mahomes only got sacked one time in the postseason. It was like, and I remember you was like, damn, that's a crazy ass stat.
Crazy stat.
So yeah,
and that wasn't until the fourth quarter of the last game, facts. Like.
But Ravens, they're playing it hard out, ain't gonna lie. The defense was.
Yeah.
Offense, I don't know what was going on.
I don't know what the fuck they was doing, man.
Yeah. You couldn't throw it to a flat while they were blitzing every time. That's one thing I learned this season, playoffs. Every team is blitzing. They ask.
Oh, yeah. That time, and that's the thing. You give Mahomes time to throw, he's going to tear you apart.
Oh, most definitely. That's GG's.
You give Mahomes 4 seconds, he's beating you.
No, I had a feeling Mahomes gonna win after that first drive he cooked. I said, ooh. Hey, they was locked in.
It was
in.
Quick. Yeah, it was too efficient.
I was like, yeah, him and Andy didn't play. they locked in.
Yeah, I feel like Chiefs got it. Chiefs got it.
Another thing I want to bring up, Pro Bowl coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
What you think about it, man? They bringing up flag football? I don't think they had it last year, flag football.
Yeah, they had it last year.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they had it last year. But I like that they had the flag football going on.
I know they bring the skill challenges back.
Yeah, I like that. I like, you know, they got Houston's very own CJ Stroud in there.
Yo,
you know?
Shout out to him. I know Vegas about to be jumping.
Yeah, but we going to get out of here, man. Yeah. Catch y'all next week.
Yes, sir. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and shop at the Cozy Couch.
Yeah,
Cozy website.
CozyCorp.com, man.
Most definitely.
Absolutely. Peace.
Peace.